You are listening to Talking Impact Investing podcast show, and I'm your host, Matej Suchets. Today's episode is brought to you by the Business Department of Rollins College. In this podcast, you will hear unique insights from the industry leaders and upcoming stars on various topics, from sustainability to social responsibility. Impact-driven entrepreneurs and investors on this show will help you expand your knowledge on modern ESG practices and impact investing. Are you ready? Without further ado, let's dive in the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Talking Impact Investing. And we are very fortunate today because we are joined by Axel Kaiser. He's a founder of Dentaps, and they are, amongst many other things, most known for their sustainable 100% natural toothpaste tablets. Axel is also board member of German Federal Association for Green Economy, and I'm very excited to welcome him to our show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Interesting to be in touch.
For sure. Let's dive right in. You've built a successful company that exports in over 40 countries. You've built a sustainable product that needs no water for brushing teeth. What were the ideas that you had in the beginning? What were the challenges that you faced and how you look at them right now, having all those experiences?
The beginning was from a very different angle. We come from health. In my former life, I still run a dental lab together with my brothers. And what we do is the crowns and bridges that are necessary when you get tooth decay and all these things. And our customers are dentists. And one of our dentists did his PhD work on a water-free toothpaste, because the professor said toothpaste normally consists of like 50% of water, and to turn that water into a stable, long-lasting, good-looking, and good-smelling paste needs a lot of additives. And as we all know, where there's water, there's life. So we needed something in toothpaste that prevents germ inhibiting and all these things. So you got all kinds of chemicals that got the chance to infiltrate the body through the tissue in your mouth. In the long run, that might cause serious trouble. So let's invent something that does not need water in the production. So that something dry. And yeah, that was in 1999. And in 2003, after long experiments and playing around, and yeah, we didn't take it as a serious product. We just thought it's an interesting idea. And we had a tablet and we started selling it. And 2003, there was no such thing as online shops. So we had students that programmed it manually. And then that was very, very funny time. And we found people who actually bought the tablets. And they used them and they came back and started asking questions. Where's my gum bleeding gone? Why do my teeth all of a sudden look so shiny? Why do I not need a special toothpaste anymore with my sensitive teeth necks? And we said, whoa, what are you talking about? We only had one idea, and that was long-lasting problems that you cannot prove. There's no scientific way to prove that you get some problems after 30, 40 years of using toothpaste, because the time is too long. You cannot prove that the toothpaste caused that problem. And all of a sudden, we had more questions coming up. And that's when we started doing some proper research on what do we have. And what came out was that whatever we learned about teeth care, like using a toothpaste, using a toothbrush, clean your teeth, do it twice a day, do it three times a day, do it for 2 minutes, do it for 3 minutes, keep the toothpaste in your mouth after usage, just spit out what is too much, but don't rinse. It's all wrong. And the most frustrating thing was we live on wrong, because the dental lab, 90% of what we do has as a cause tooth decay. And if you use the tablets, and that was the thing with the shiny teeth, you do not brush. The main ingredient in our tablets is cellulose. That's been a tree from Sweden, as we know now. And what you do is you polish the surface. You keep that surface smooth and clean all the time. When it's smooth, nothing can stick to it. You cannot develop plaque. And without the plaque, you cannot develop tooth decay. It's so simple. It's so easy. And Later, long later, we found out that this is the most natural way of teeth care. What you used in older times and you still use in many countries is a stick. You peel off the whatever around it and then just scrub it on your teeth. It's known as the neem tree, or in the Arab world is more the miswak. So it's very known in Africa, very known in India. And what would people do with that is polishing their teeth, make them smooth. And so we started playing around with that. Then came that thing with the gum bleeding. I said, I don't know. There's nothing in the tablets that could heal it. Or we had all kinds of inflammations. And people came down, all inflammation's gone. And there were really, really serious problems in the mouth that people had. Gone within days. What's wrong with that? And we figured out it got nothing to do with using the tablets. It was the opposite. It was not using the toothpaste anymore. So, whoa, that really got, that was very difficult for us to accept. I grew up with toothpaste. I grew up with toothbrush. I'm a normal guy. So all of a sudden we found out, no, this is all wrong. And it has always been wrong. There has never been anything right except for thinking about cleaning teeth. Well, that was a good thing. And that came up way, way later than we thought.
And how did you deal with that? Because most of us grew up with the same idea in our minds, as you just pointed out, toothpaste is the way to go for a couple of minutes after every meal or in the morning. How did you work around that and with people that said it's always been done this way? Even if you have some sort of proof, you're just wrong.
To be honest, I didn't succeed. For 20 years, I've been trying to make people understand and then change the habit. The first thing you learn after birth is teeth care. Before you walk, before you say, Mom, there's been a toothbrush in your mouth. So there's nothing that you know longer in your life than toothbrush. And it's extremely difficult to change this. And the success we have now does not come from we get the better teeth care. The success now, it comes from plastic-free, water-free, and our compostable packaging. So that makes us famous. And it's only now, within the next couple of weeks, and that's what we do the crowd investing for, start telling again the story that, yes, that's all good. All sustainability aspects are perfect. But to be honest, we come from health. So health is our main topic. In addition, with all the sustainable aspects that we have that came with the product by itself, not intentionally.
Fantastic. I read somewhere that you had a major success in 2019 where DM, Drogerie Markt, started to buying your products and realized all of the potential upside that you just mentioned with all the packaging and stuff. And somewhere you said that your annual turnover basically became your monthly.
Exactly.
Which was a sort of a positive business issue. How did you deal with that? What are some experiences and stories you can share with us?
The beginning was a little before DM, before that big chain that took us in. It started with the unpack world. All of us, a couple of years ago, one unpack shop was opened up in Berlin. And from that, it made a run around the globe. And they all been looking for something for teeth care. And Milena, who did their first shop, made me sell her the tablets in bulk. And that became so famous. So that's the 40 countries. Most of them are countries where there's unpack shops and they order like bulk in 3 kg bags or multiple bags. We got a very young customer in UK and she's ordering 10 bags every month. So that's 30 kg. That's, I don't know, almost 100,000 tablets. And she's selling piece by piece. And then came DM, which is in Germany, 2,000 shops chain. And they took us in all shops without testing because of the packaging. They knew the product. I'm pretty much in touch with them all the time. But yeah, we have that packaging. That's what they wanted to have. And the growth, 10 times what we were within 18 months, that's a killer. That's nothing you're asking for. Growing that fast was really, really difficult. We had no supply for the foil. We had no supply for the tablets. We had no supply for anything. We had no idea on how to deliver the amounts that they've been asking for. And we somehow obviously made it. And that multiplied us by 10. The turnover every month, the number of people working, we started with 2 or 1.5, me and the help. And we are 20 plus now and growing and growing. And when you want to do your own business, be cautious and see that you find people who know how to run a business. That's really been a challenge and still is.
And for our listeners, tell us more about what is in those tablets. There are, as we know, less ingredients than in toothpaste, but what other than cellulose they consist of and why are they so useful?
The main thing is the cellulose. It's 70% of the tablet is being a tree. And that's the polishing agent. What is missing to those who are deeply into toothpaste is the foam. They don't foam. They are not intended to foam because you need all the cellulose on the surface of your teeth and not somewhere in the mouth. And the next usable part in it is fluoride. We got versions containing and not containing fluoride, but with the ones with containing fluoride, it was hilarious. You need to understand that I'm not a scientist. After school, I was trained as a car mechanic. And a long time, I was playing in the field of computers. I lived through the beginning time of personal computers and all that, and did network constructions and all these things. And then at the age of 29, one of my brothers, the dental technician, asked me to support him with his dental lab that was based in Singapore. So that's how I came into all of the dental business. But I see myself as a very normal consumer, as a normal person. And when we started that, I did not know what that means. So I had no idea on what is fluoride. And I said, yeah, fluoride is good. Fluoride is in toothpaste, like everybody knows or has been told and just accepted. What we found out was that, yeah, fluoride can be a good thing, but not when it comes along in the toothpaste. Not too technical. I can tell about that for at least 2 hours, how hilarious that is. But in the end, what we figured out was that the tablets contain sodium fluoride. That's what almost everybody uses. And but the fun is the fluoride dissolves when getting in touch with water, from sodium fluoride to sodium and fluoride. And what we need for teeth care is the iron, F-. And now imagine that the tablet has always been dry. There's never been water nearby. So when you bite on it, when you crack it and you turn it into a paste, that what makes it pasty is the saliva. Then you take the as soft as possible toothbrush, and spread it over your teeth. And that's how you get the iron that dissolves in the saliva fully onto the surface. And that's how fluoride works. And back to the foam. If you have a foamy agent, the foam contains the fluoride. So it'll be everywhere in the mouth, but not on your teeth. And we always have a very, very small amount, and you can't increase the amount that you put in. The upper limit, and that's different from country to country. In Germany or in Europe, it's 1,500 ppm, that's 0.15%. In America, it's 1,000 ppm, and that's different from country to country. But if you have a foamy agent, there's nothing left for the teeth. And that was the interesting part with the people who came saying that they don't need a special toothpaste for sensitive teeth necks anymore. I say, yeah, it's repaired for long. So they are back to ice cream and white wine because that contains acid and that hurts and doesn't hurt anymore if you use them. So interesting.
It is. And thank you for such a fantastic explanation. I definitely got a better understanding of how everything works and about how the chemicals react. Now let's shift more onto the business side. You've recently started a CrowdInvest campaign, which has been very successful. You've just told me that you almost reached your first goal of collecting 1 million euros. How has that experience been for you? What can you take away from it?
It's been 3 weeks now. The most part came within the first week. After the first week, we've been above 800,000. And what's really impressive, besides the fact that now we have the money to do all the campaigns that we want to do to spread more news and more knowledge into the people, what's really, really impressive, what almost heartbreaking, was that so many people that we never heard of, that we don't know, we did not ask personally people, this all came through a platform, that they really trust and believe in what we're doing. After such a long time, where I've always been the fool. I've been that crazy guy with the tablets. So yeah, funny thing, ha ha ha. Never gonna be successful. We had so many talks to investors, banks, and whatever. And they all, in the end, they turned around, laughed, and left us. And now with that growing success, people really support what we're doing. And that's really hilarious. That's putting so much good in us that everybody in the company is now very, very excited. We're looking at it daily, many times a day, see, oh, first million coming close. And that's the one thing. The other thing is Crowd Invest to me means that we take a loan actually from the people. And we will pay the money back and we pay interest, but we include a community. So everybody who knows us or who wants to get in touch has the opportunity to grow with us. And that's a way of financing things, which I really like. They are not investors. They're just giving a loan. So they cannot tell or ask us what to do. They don't influence nothing, but they believe in us. And hopefully they will even add to us to the success by spreading the news, telling around, oh, there's something going on. There's something really strange going on. And we need the money to grow stronger into personnel. We need more people. We want to pay them highly. We want to pay good wages because good people need a good pay. And we are so big now already and so known that we have to keep that thing running and growing on. We are biggest in the world. When we started like 2 years ago, we've been three companies who did in tablets. That was Lush, Byte, and us. And we are definitely the oldest. So when you talk about toothpaste tablets, it's like Kleenex or Tempo or what's the other thing? So we set the category. And what was really, 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 really exciting news these days, in the beginning this year, even Colgate stepped in and they now have their own tablet for teeth care. The recipe is discussable, but at least one of the big players. We are a very, very tiny company somewhere in the backyard. We made such a big player step into that new field of business. That's really makes me a little proud.
And you can be proud. That's a very great achievement. You mentioned that you're raising money for personnel, and correct me if I'm wrong, also for sales and marketing. Usually companies raise money for some sort of infrastructure, equipment, but you achieved such a success with the Crowd Invest campaign, raising money for what we just talked about. How do you see that, and how proud does this make you that people believe in you so much?
That's the main thing. Even when we have job applications, at least 70% of those who apply do not actually apply for a job. They apply for working with us. And that's so different. Normally you need to look for, okay, where do I find? Here, it's the other way around. We publish a job application. We need somebody. And they say, can I work for you? Can I do something? I just want to be part of that team, seeing all the growth, all the change. And I mean, we're talking about a really, really big change. The final target is that we get toothpaste around the globe out of all shelves. That it's just a part in history and everybody switches to tablets. That will not be all ours. That will be a little too much. We're talking about more than 1 billion tubes of toothpaste every month globe wide. So yeah, I don't think that we're gonna do it. We can do it all. So. Although others see it differently, I really appreciate that more than 70 brands now produce toothpaste tablets. there's differences between them, but never mind. Every new company setting into that game is a good news, because it helps spreading that new type of teeth care as a full alternative to the stupid things that we do until now. So that's really so much fun and so interesting and so good to see.
Fantastic. And as I can make a point, you mentioned that it's very important that you have the commitment towards the people, towards the product, that you stand behind it and you're proud of it, that people believe in you. Are there any other advice you would give to other people that would possibly want to learn more or start their own crowd invest campaign?
It's hard to say. You mentioned that I'm on the board of BMW in Germany. And so I'm also very much in touch with the startup world. And I'm rather cautious with that topic, because setting up your own business is always difficult. And when you read the news or magazines, it sounds so easy, but it never is. Setting up a business is always big trouble. You say you want to do it, it's a 24/7 for the next 20 years. There's nothing you can do. It's so many young companies with good and perfect ideas. In the end, they're not going to make it, because a company is a company and you need to do all the things that a company needs. And if you don't know this, then the chance to fail is so big. So crowd investing, yes, it's a perfect idea. And it's not, I'm not the first who does that. And it's getting more and more popular in Germany because you can include your community. But it's not the healing thing. I mean, we got to pay it back. Million is good to have, but we got to make the money. We put ourselves under pressure that now we have to be successful and we have to sell and we have to have all the numbers. And this thing has to grow. That makes life difficult in a different way. So yeah, it's a very good way to do this, but it's only one aspect. For instance, you ask why we do it for personnel. For machinery, you can get a regular loan from a bank. When you buy things that you keep, the bank will be most pleased to give you the money if your numbers are okay, because then you have something. But what we are going to spend it on is invest without return. We pay wages, so the money's gone. Or we do marketing, and the money's gone. And if there's a return, you never know. That's why for machinery or setting up housing, you take money from the bank. And it's rather cheap these days.
Thank you for sharing all that with us, Axel. The last thing I'd like to ask you is to tell us, what are you most excited about the future of your company and the industry?
Well, FMCG is our word, and different from fast-moving consumer goods. And the fastest-moving good is toothpaste. So it's unbelievably big in the market, and that is what we're going to change. So now with the first successes, we are now an established idea and company, growth is the thing. We got to grow and grow and grow. We're delivering rather big to the UK already, even America, to the US. You find us there with the brand Unpaste, which is friends of us who do it there. We are France, and we got to infiltrate more and more journalists and see that we talk about these topics, make people understand. And my most favorite hashtag, which only I used for a while, is "When right has always been wrong." I want people to understand that it's not just the better teeth care. It's an understanding that we followed something that has never been right because we never thought about it. We never rethought about it. We never made a decision to use toothpaste. It's just been, you have to do this. So this is the one or two big points that for the next 200 years will be on my soul to spread and to tell and to infiltrate into most possibly everybody.
Axel, thank you so much for taking the time today, for sharing your journey with us, for sharing how the toothpaste tablets are made, for sharing your crowdvest experience and everything that we talked about. And I also want to acknowledge you for taking the care and being committed towards improving the teeth care for people around the world. And again, thanks for taking the time. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for staying with us until the very end. You can stay up to date with the upcoming episodes by subscribing. And if you found any useful information, feel free to leave a 5-star review and follow Talking Impact Investing Podcast on social media.